Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Hook reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hook scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Rice and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Adcock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhan is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenhan is called out on strikes. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 2 in the game. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adcock strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King is walked intentionally. Pete Wisenhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pete Wisenhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhan is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenhan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Wisenhan reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. King goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wisenant. The throw from Rice and he is safe. Wisenant steals third. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to home to get Wisenant. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing left field. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre pinch hits for Dale Rice. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dell Crandall now catching. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wysenant takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Wysenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Earl Hirsch pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tanner moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Logan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.